Gotcha. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Hey, it's the Allstate Kid of the Week. Allstate believes good starts young and work starts inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential, make the world a better place through service. And Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative is on. You can help recognize a youth that goes above and beyond for their community with Kid of the Week. Nominate a kid for the Allstate Kid of the Week. Kid you should know will be featured here on the Steve Cochran Show. You win great prizes. Got an Amazon gift card, Lou Malnati's Pizza. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think should be Kid of the Week. Tune in every Tuesday to hear the Allstate Kid of the Week. I'm standing by right now. I don't know if he's ready to jump on his bike yet, but if not, he's going to do it soon. Is Jan Gerlach. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Are you on the bike now?
No, I have not. I leave on Wednesday, fly out to California.
Here's what Jan's doing. And by the way, we're not. Jan is. Jan graduated a semester early from school before going off to college. And he's going to be the second generation to bike the Ride for Three Reason, raising money and awareness for three causes. What are those three causes?
They are cancer, ALS, and hospice. The three organizations that are going to be receiving the funds we've raised are the Les Turner ALS Foundation, Robert H. Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center, and National Hospice / Journey Care.
You're going to start your bike ride in San Diego. I call it San Diego. San Diego, and finish in St. Augustine, Florida. It's going to take you two and a half months. How many miles?
Just under 3,300.
And he's doing this all on a Schwinn. I don't know if you know that. Let's just say graduated a semester early from Barrington High School and going to be going to college in the fall where?
Not sure yet. Yeah. We'll know the answer to that. We can do another interview in a couple months, and I'll tell you.
What, are you getting the mail delivered to the bike?
No, my folks are going to have to open up the letters, I suppose.
Well, I mean, this is a very cool thing for you to do. Now, second generation means that somebody else in your family did this as well?
Well, no, it's the founder of the organization of Ride for Three Reasons, Bob Lee. He has done three rides to encircle the perimeter of the U.S., so... His first ride that he did back in 2001 is the route, the Southern Tier, it's called, is the one that I will be doing now.
Have you ever done anything remotely close to this?
Never. No.
That's really a stupid question by me. This is going to take 2.5 months. What does that mean per day? Do you have a goal of how long you'll ride each day?
You know, Steve, I'm not trying to really look at it. More on a weekly basis than a daily basis. So the goal is 300 miles a week. Hopefully with 1 to 2 days off, how I get to that 300 is flexible. You know, in certain parts of the route and in certain parts of the country, it's just so remote. You really have to be careful about how much you travel in a distance because you might, leave a town and there's no civilization for, another 90 miles. So,
right.
On a daily basis, it'll probably fluctuate quite a bit, but 300 miles a week is the goal.
Is there a trail car, somebody going with you, that type of thing?
No, Steve, this is 100% solo and self-supported. So yeah, I'm going to be out there alone. It's going to be pretty rugged. I'm carrying on the bike, physically everything that I need to sustain myself for all that time. So I'm going to have, it's a great company. Ortlieb is, they are sponsors of the ride and they donated, they manufacture bags that attach to the bicycle. So everything I need from camping gear to clothes is going to be physically on the bike with me.
That is wild. And where will you sleep?
So I have tenting, I have, camping gear. So, on the ground as much as possible. However, I do think, a motel every now and again would probably be nice as well.
A bed and a hot shower. Definitely. Yeah.
That's right.
It's a phenomenal story, and I really am pulling for it. Who's going to be more worried about you, your mom or your dad?
Oh, my mom for sure. Yeah.
You got your phone? I'm going to keep your phone charged up so she can call you every 15 minutes.
Oh yeah. We've got actually the bike too is that was sponsored by Salsa Cycles in a local shop. They donated the bike. It's an awesome bike. The front the front hub, the front tire, as it rotates, generates electricity. And the guys at Wheelworks over in Crystal Lake, a local shop, they put that together. And so as I'm physically riding, it will be generating electricity to power all my electronics, you know, the navigation device that I'll have and my phone as well. But yeah, no, she's definitely, I think, the most nervous of my two parents. All this last week, we've been buying things that light up and flash, so to attach that to the bicycle, so for sure.
You need more flashy things.
Yeah, exactly.
God bless her, man. What's the longest ride you've ever had?
The longest I've ever done in a single clip is a little over 100 miles.
Dude, this is something else.
God, and I thought my 10 a day was pretty good. Not so much. Oh, thanks, Jan.
We have to keep track of him.
Yeah, you should check in with us. You really should, because we can help raise money for it, too. Like, if people want to donate while you're rolling, is there a website to do that?
Yeah, and we've, as to date, we've raised a little over $600,000.
Wow.
And I would encourage people to visit the website, rideforthreeasonthenumberreasons.org. And I would also tell people, you know, that 100% of the money we're raising is going directly to these three charities. None of it is being diverted to pay for marketing expenses of the organization or for my ride specifically. So all of that is being self-financed. You know, you give a dollar to a ride for three reasons, and 100% of it is going to go to work for the three causes. And in the case of cancer and ALS, the money has already been restricted to research within those organizations.
Well, you're an amazing young man. I mean, you really are. And again, it's Ride for Three, the number three reasons. Rideforthreereasons.org. And, you know, biking is great for your glutes. So when he gets back, he's going to have a butt like J-Lo.
That's right. Butts of steel.
Yeah.
Glutes of steel.
Well, that's something else. You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I'm one of four kids.
Yeah. And what are the other three doing? Laying around while you're riding a bike across the country?
No, I'm sure they'll be plenty busy. I got an older brother and sister. They're adults. They've moved out. They're 22, and I got a younger brother still in school. He's a sophomore. So I think they'll probably come down. Maybe my folks will drive down for his spring break wherever I'm at on the ride and ride with me for a couple days. So.
Of the three of them, who is the most self-centered?
No comment.
Very diplomatic.
The younger brother.
Yeah.
The younger brother gone. Have you seen Jan? He hasn't been around for a couple of months.
He's still asleep, so it's okay.
I am very impressed, dude. You're a very impressive guy, and Allstate thinks so, too. We'll get you this Amazon gift card, keep you busy on the road ordering stuff.
Little
Malnati's pizza you can have when you get back.
I really appreciate that, yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time, and it's just been, you know, it's been such a journey so far, and I've got such a great family to even let me do this in the first place. I know plenty of folks, plenty of parents probably won't even let their kids do something crazy like this, but
no.
They've been so supportive every step of the way, and the whole family they've gotten behind this. So yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're the kid of the week, man. And by the way, if you see a car that looks sort of like your mom's car that's about a mile behind but follows you all the way across the country, I'm sure it's not your mom.
I'm sure it is.
My best to your family. Hold the line, dude. How about that guy, huh?